How you doing this morning? And good morning. Welcome to Talkin' Schoharie County on AM 1190 WSDE. I'm Ed Sherlock. It is a pleasure to have you with us here this morning. We have some very, very special guests today. And when I say guests, one is here in person. And a little bit later on in the show, we'll have Ethel Benninger as our guest at about 20 minutes till 10, talking about the Schoharie County Transportation Service. But first of all, let's go to Earl Van Warmer. And Earl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. And as I said when I first come through the door here, I said when I was a kid growing up, I always wanted to say hello to Mr. Ed. So, good morning, Mr. Ed.
Good morning, Earl.
You feel better now?
I do, buddy. I do.
All right. And don't think that I'm going to forget about being the maybe semi-official taste tester at next year's annual Maple Festival. And, of course, the fair, too, the Sunshine Fair. I don't want you to forget that.
Well, no. I mean, in fact, I thought, you know, being the person I am, you know, and having done a lot of different things that... I would work with you next year and kind of take you under my wing and show you how to taste test things properly.
As of chicken wing, Earl.
As of chicken wing.
You have a very special guest, and it's great to have her today.
I do. I have Bonnie Fay Sue here from Fit to Betide Yoga here in Cobleskill, and now also she's over in Schoharie, and I believe Bonnie also has a presence in Cooperstown. But we're kind of excited because we have two opportunities to enjoy yoga here in Schoharie County. So, Bonnie, good morning.
Good morning.
And, well, I thought it'd be kind of interesting for people to learn a little bit about yoga. I myself didn't know what yoga was and thought about, what is this strange thing? And then I had the opportunity to go and kind of experience it a little bit myself. I've taken a couple of lessons. So, Bonnie, what are some of the reasons to start practicing yoga? Can you tell us a little bit?
Yeah, I think that it makes people feel better. I know when I first started, it helped me to feel better. I started in the mornings, and a morning practice and an evening practice are two different feelings. Like if you do something in the evening, you'll be much more relaxed. You'll be able to sleep better. If you do a morning practice, you'll feel more energized for your day, just more clear in your mind.
Now, Bonnie, you've been practicing yoga for how many years now?
About 18 years.
And you've been teaching it for how many now?
About the same, maybe going on 20.
Wow.
And how did you get into it, or why did you get into it a little bit more depth, Bonnie?
Why did I get into it? I've been teaching more fitness classes in the beginning, step aerobics and water aerobics, and I just felt like it was all... strengthening work and fast-paced, and I needed something to help me feel a little more relaxed inside, and I felt like the stretching aspect was missing. And then I tried stretching, and it wasn't it. I needed more than stretching, and that's what the yoga does. The philosophy of yoga is about calming and relaxing. It helps with your meditative aspects, and that was what I needed. So I found that I started moving more and more into yoga. It also was very strengthening, so it gave me the best of both worlds, actually.
Yeah, I looked on the computer here just a couple of seconds ago, and I noticed the word yoga means union. Is
mm-hmm.
that right?
Yeah.
And then there's a word called union in S-A-N-S-K-R-I-T. What is that word?
Sanskrit.
And what does that mean?
It is a term for a language spoken. It's like one of the earliest languages spoken. And most of the yoga poses are in Sanskrit terms. So you might go to a yoga studio and ask, are you going to be speaking the yoga poses in Sanskrit, or are you going to tell me what they are in English? And that's important to know so that you understand that a frog pose means one thing, and Bekasana, the Sanskrit term for frog pose, is the same thing, but you may not understand it. So to say to a teacher when you enroll, can you please give me the English terms so I know what I'm doing?
Ancient India is where yoga originated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've done some history book reading on this. You've been in it 18 years, and it all started in India.
Yes.
And they say here that we can think of the union occurring between the mind, body, and spirit.
Yes. And that's the connection. That's the union part. And when you take a class, you'll learn about that. You'll learn how you can connect to yourself, how you take care of yourself through paying attention to your body, paying attention to your breath, and how those two things affect how you can calm your mind.
So now, Bonnie, you know, How would you say, I mean, I've only taken, you know, a few basic classes here now, so I'm not any expert on it, although I do sense the calming piece of it. How can you touch a little bit more on how yoga might improve your life?
Yes, it improves my awareness of how I feel, of my body's postures. It improves my breathing. I notice if I'm not breathing well, it's something that you learn in class how to breathe well. And if you're not breathing well in your life, you'll notice, oh, something's up. Maybe I'm a little more stressed. What's stressing me out? We learn these things in class. These philosophies are brought to our attention in class. And then we take our philosophies with us off the mat into our life. And so things like feeling like I'm doing something just for me instead of, you know, taking care of everybody else in your life, like we usually do. We're usually responsible for so many others. But this is a moment or an hour or whatever it is you put aside for yourself just for you.
You would think, Earl and Bonnie, in today's world of stress and so on and so forth, that not that it wasn't popular before, yoga, it has to be growing, Bonnie.
It is still growing. And I guess I used to be surprised at that when I first started. How could something that was 5,000 years old still be growing when I started over almost 20 years ago? And now it's even still growing. So I know now why it is that way, because people do more and more. We're taught to keep taking on more and multitask. And when we get to a yoga class, it's all about you. You get to slow down, listen to your body, learn how to breathe, relax, and just be relaxed within yourself.
Now, you have a business here in downtown Cobleskill.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of it?
Fit to Be Tied Yoga.
And you're located exactly where?
578 Main Street in downtown Historic District Cobleskill. I'm above Impress T-shirts, right to the right of, keep forgetting the name of that building, Earl. What is that one?
The Newberry Building.
Oh, the Newberry, yeah. I'm right to the right of the Newberry Building as you're looking at it.
Over the last 5 years, what the types of people that are coming to your classes, who are they? Walks of life?
That's a good question. And people ask us that a lot, like who comes. And I get students from the college. We get kids occasionally. Moms actually who've just had babies want to come. And they'll bring their babies, and the babies will just lay next to them, or they'll put them on their bellies and practice. There's something called baby yoga where you're on your back the whole time, and you can have your baby right with you. So going through all walks of life, pretty much, prenatal yoga before the babies are born, mommy and me classes when babies are old enough to stand up and do their own thing, but they still need the mom with them. That's maybe a half-hour class. So it moves right up through the ranges. I have a 17-year-old that loves aerial yoga, which is done in a hammock, and the teenage kids love it. Then you just go up into the college groups, and they're really seeing a benefit in yoga because of the way it helps them to relax. And I'm actually hired from the college on a regular basis right before their big tests to help them to calm down because they're studying so hard, they're stressed out about it, and then they'll come and take a yoga class, and they'll just shine afterwards.
Well, one of the things I'd like to say, a couple of things about that too, you know. Now, when Bonnie talks about the different people that come in, now I've been to, like I say, just a few of these classes and everything else, but unfortunately, I'm the only guy there. And it kind of amazes me. It seems like the women seem to get it much faster than the guys do, that, you know, with all the things going on in life, we have a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety. And these women, when I come in, they're very friendly, very helpful, very supportive. But it just seems like women are the ones that are doing this. And you know, I haven't seen men there yet really do. Although I know Bonnie's husband, Jack, is a practitioner. And I did have one class where Jack was there. But, you know, do you think there's a reason why you see more women than not men? Or?
Another really good question, Earl. And I think, yes, my husband Jack does teach. And actually, I have a sub for myself today because my class is running as we speak, and my sub is a male. So Bob Struthers is teaching for me. Thank you very much, Bob. But I think that men feel like they're not flexible enough to get started. And I think that's a biggie. So when you come, Earl, you can tell how it was for you to walk into a room full of women practicing and really flexible women. How did it feel for you to get in? Did you feel out of place? Did you feel like you were accepted? You know?
Absolutely. I mean, I felt like I was in outer space. I mean, you know, I'm watching these women bend over double and backwards and everything else. And, you know, being very stiff, you know, I guess kind of a physical person, very stiff, I did feel awkward. However, the one thing that really amazed me, not only is Bonnie very supportive and kind of guides you, which I think is important, and one of the reasons I would suggest going to an actual class, but also the women there were very supportive. I mean, they would, you know, help me, you know, I could watch what they were doing. They would actually come over and, you know, help me up if I was in, you know, a difficult situation or
offer
something.
Offer you a pillow or...
Offer me a
maybe
pillow.
Maybe if you did
something.
It this way, you know, my...
So it was kind of like a little family, you know, they're very supportive.
Yeah, they are. And they love having new people, especially having men in the class. They really want to encourage the community to come and try it because it's been such a benefit to them.
Our guest here on Talk in Schoharie County on AM 1190 WSDE is Bonnie Faisu. Bonnie, of course, owns and operates Fit to Be Tied Yoga. Right in the center of downtown Cobleskill. I noticed, looking at a couple other things here too, Bonnie, they said that many people think that yoga is just stretching. But while stretching is certainly involved, yoga is really about creating balance in the body through developing both stretch and flexibility. This is done through the performance, performance of poses or postures, each of which has specific physical benefits. The poses can be done quickly in succession, creating heat in the body through movement, or more slowly to increase stamina and perfect the alignment of the pose. The poses are a constant, but the approach to them varies depending on the tradition in which the teacher has trained. You have a comment on that?
I've trained in a lot of different styles over the years, so yes, that's a good question too. The pace of your class determines whether you're doing a power strengthening class or a gentle class. And a lot of people ask what a beginner class is. And so classes like yin yoga, where you're all on the floor, all poses are seated. You'll be practicing holding poses for up to 5 minutes, and if you feel like the pose is too long, you just come out. And that's another important thing to know about your yoga practice, is that if you're in a class setting and you feel like your posture is too much for you, or you're just all of a sudden feel like you need to be done, then you just finish. You stop and you drop down to your mat and take a break. When the next posture comes along, then you can join again. It's not something like a really strict regime where you have to set a pace for yourself.
Yeah, and they pointed out here too, also yoga teachers will often refer to your practice, which means your individual experiences with yoga as it develops over time. And the amazing thing about yoga is that your practice is always evolving and changing, so it never gets boring. Although exactly. The poses themselves do not change, your relationship to them
does.
Will.
Yeah.
Is that's right?
That's correct. And that's what we're learning about ourselves. That's how we come to a deeper communication with ourselves. You know, how do we know who we are and how we are in certain situations? Postures are actually representative of situations in life. So if you're in a difficult posture, I'll ask people to look at how you're handling this pose. Look at how you're feeling. Are you not feeling comfortable in it? And what would you do? Would you come out or would you stick with it another minute? Would you try to breathe a little deeper? What goes on in your mind? And so when you're off the mat and you're in life and you have a difficult position, then you look at how you handle that too. And it helps you to figure out, maybe I just need to breathe deeper. Maybe I just need to hold on another minute. Or maybe I need to say, hey, this is too much for me.
They pointed out anyone can start a yoga practice even if you don't feel like you are very flexible or very strong.
That, you know, that always gets to me. People say, do I need to be flexible before I come? And I think, would I want to clean my house before I hired a house cleaner? You know, it's the same kind of thing.
Good point.
You come and you do what you can with the body that you have, and your body starts to open the more you work with it. So.
Well, and I can tell you, for somebody that's not very flexible, the first couple times I went there, you know, it was really a challenge. But I do think, you know, by doing certain things and working with a teacher like Bonnie, that you can kind of ease into these things. So I think, the idea being that, you know, you're trying to get a little more flexible, a little more stretchy. Now, with myself, you know, I used to have lower back problems. And I noticed in a lot of the stretches and a lot of the positions, Bonnie would say to the different people there, you know, where do you feel this? Now, a lot of mine were in the lower back area. So I think that's a good thing, because I think it's strengthening and stretching those back muscles. Because I do a lot of lifting, you know, being a lot of guys, I think, do that physical activity and stuff. But Bonnie, I know there's different styles of yoga. Can you explain a little bit about what some of the different styles are?
Yeah, there's yin yoga, like I explained before, which is a 5-minute hold. It doesn't have to be 5 minutes, though. I also mentioned that you come out when you need to. And the purpose for that is to get past your muscles. So a lot of the yoga stretches that we do are for muscle lengthening, but yin yoga is to get past your muscles and to get deeper into connective tissue. And connective tissue is closer to your bones. So you could be practicing a regular yoga class that doesn't hold poses for 5 minutes or even 2 minutes, and you'd get your muscles to a certain length, but you'd never get them any further past that. Until you get into your connective tissue. And so you stay and you wait and you actually relax. You don't force yourself. You don't push. You just totally relax, pretty much collapse and almost sleep in a pose. And you'll just feel yourself dropping deeper and deeper where you would never believe you could go. And I'll have people say, it's just so boring. I can't stay in it. And if I talk them through it, if I give them some ideas on how to just relax in their mind, by the time I ring that bell at 5 minutes, they're like, do I have to come out? I just found this really neat place inside that I've never visited before, and it's beautiful.
Now, Earl was talking about his back problems. What about the mind? What does this do for the mind?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You go in this body, and you go deep enough to find some places that you've stored stress. We don't even know what it feels like to store stress because we're so used to it. It's a condition that we're just so used to, we don't even realize we're holding anymore. So when you get to a place where you can relax deeply, that's where your mind holds the stress. Your mind tells yourself, well, I'm going to protect myself against whatever body part because you hurt me once. So I'm not ever going to let you go to that place again. So you get past that. Your mind just softens and relaxes. I'll talk you through some very gentle ways to drop into the body. And after that, you're like, oh, my gosh, I just let go of something I didn't even realize I was holding. And your mind just frees.
Our guest here on Talk in Schoharie County is Bonnie Faisu, and she is the operator of Fit to Be Tied Yoga in downtown Cobleskill. Bonnie, what's your number there?
518-234-9642. It's actually 234-YOGA if you're having trouble with that.
That's easy to remember, 234-YOGA. And for those of you that want to hear the complete show, if you just tuned in, this will be repeated on Sunday mornings, this coming Sunday morning at 8:05 a.m., Earl.
Yeah, and I'd like to remind everybody also, Bonnie is now over in Schoharie, in where Lene Quimby and Susan Brown now are, so they can have a second opportunity.
Rejuvenate.
Yep, over at Rejuvenate. And Bonnie is over there. She has a class on Friday right now, and she does another thing that I've tried that I really... Could you talk a little about the Thai yoga? Because I love the Thai yoga. That's a stretchy type thing.
Yeah, Thai body work is ancient. And it started with helping people who were in meditation, God, eons ago. And in order for people to go into meditation, they had to sit for long amounts of time and their body started aching and getting stiff. So Thai yoga body work is actually a yoga practice that's done to you. You're wearing clothes, you're wearing your yoga outfit or what, pajama bottoms, a t-shirt. You're laying on a shiatsu mat or a futon. And it's very calm, it's very slow, it's pressure points, palming the muscles away from the bone, maybe some reflexology, some craniosacral work, working on your spine. The whole thing is kind of a dance. The less you do as a person on the mat, the less you help me, the heavier your body is, the easier it is for me to move you, and the deeper the work is. And you just come out feeling like you just went to a whole nother realm. It's just an amazing feeling.
You know, in this life, there's a lot of competition. And taking a look at this information here on yoga, they pointed out another great thing about thinking about your practice is that it encourages the non-competitive spirit of yoga. One of the most difficult but ultimate most liberating things about yoga is letting go of the ego and accepting that no one is better than anyone else. Everyone is just doing their best on any given day.
That is something I think Earl has noticed, because when he comes to class, he always says, I feel like I'm just, you know, a fish out of water. But the ladies, the students are so supportive. Nobody ever says anything to make you feel that way. And if anything, if he even comes across with a hurt puppy look at all, they'll be right there like, you know, you're doing the best you can, and we're proud of you, and you stick with it. And, you know, it's just the attitude of the class is really important. And we we really try to enforce that you do the best you can and your body will open when it's ready and slowly.
Coming up a little bit later in the program, via tape delay, we have the public relations specialist, Ethel Benninger, from the Schoharie County Public Transportation. She'll talk to us about transportation, what it's costing the taxpayer now of Schoharie County, and also we'll deal with the ridership of the transit. That's coming up a little bit later on. I know that we have a lot of questions there, sure. Earl, so let's move forward.
Okay, yeah, one of the other things I experienced was, and I got to talk about this one, because, you know, you watch a trapeze artist on TV or something like that, this aerial yoga. Now, Bonnie had me try this once. It was a lady from California, I think it was, who was visiting. And Bonnie, could you kind of explain to them what the thing is that you're in and then how you kind of fly around?
It's aerial silks that you'll see on in circuses, like Cirque du Soleil. You'll see people doing silk work where they're climbing up and down silks. It's the same fabric, but we fold it up so it's like a hammock, and it hangs about 4 feet from the floor. We have mats underneath us, so we're safe. We practice yoga in a hammock, essentially. And it's very good for your back. It's very relaxing, even though Earl may not feel that way at this point because it was his first class. First classes are scary in the hammock, but I try to take it so slowly that people just get a better sense of it and they're more comfortable. But it does help to lengthen your spine so nicely because it's all gravity-based, where in a regular class you might have to hold yourself up with muscle and strength. In a hammock, you hang and you let the hammock support you. And you'll find so many ways just to lengthen your spine and open your body in a hammock that's really fun.
What do you need to get started, Bonnie?
You need your body. You need comfortable yoga clothes. You need to have an open mind. You need to be patient with yourself. Pretty much that's it. I have everything else. If you don't have a yoga mat, if you don't have water, if you're coming to the studio, you don't need anything else. If you're practicing on your own, just be patient with your body. Be patient with the process of opening. It's a journey. It's a one step at a time journey, and it's just lovely.
Earl?
Yes, I've done this now for, you know, a little bit. I gotta say, is this something somebody can do once a week? How many classes do you recommend somebody do a week?
I've had people ask that before, you know, how often should I come? Because they feel so good after the first class, they're thinking if a little's good, a lot must be better. But I really think once a week is a really good place to start. And if after a month or two you find that you're still wanting to do more, I would give myself at least a month or two to see how once a week is helping. And if after that you feel like you want to add more to it, then just try a second class. And some people go, like if I'm in teacher training and I'm teaching teachers to be teachers, they have to take 5 classes a week. And they'll come away at the end of their year of taking 5 classes a week and say, I have never been in such good shape. I'm not saying that you have to take 5 a week to feel that way, but you can get to that point. But once a week, I have so many people say, I can't believe the benefits that once a week is doing for me. I'll just go home at the end of the day. I'll be stiff and sore. I'll want to pop some pills so I can relax. And I'll think, you know what? Let me just try feet up on the wall pose. And they'll lay down with their backs on the floor, put feet up on the wall for 10 minutes, and they'll be like, I'm tired. I'm ready to go to bed. Don't need the medication anymore. You'll learn a lot about yourself. You'll learn a lot about your body.
Our guest here on Talkin' Schoharie County is Bonnie Faisu, the owner of Fit to Be Tied Yoga in the center of Cobleskill, and it's 234 Yoga. 234 Yoga. Earl, I know that you have another question for her. I think it's number 8, which I find this a very interesting question, in that yoga started, it has its roots in India.
Sure. And I guess this is something that, you know, I had kind of wondered about a little bit, and other people might too. Is yoga something that's going to affect somebody's religious beliefs? I know there is some meditation, and like I say, the Eastern religions are involved over there. But, you know, what's your feelings on that, Bonnie?
The way I teach it, there are so many different styles of yoga, and you can get into devotional yoga, which might feel like it's a religion. But I don't teach it that way. I teach it that you get into your own body, your own mind, your own heart center, and you feel what you need for yourself. So if you're in a posture and I'll say, so how does this feel to you? Where is this opening you? Are you comfortable with this? That's the kind of dialogue I'll have with you while you're in a practice. At the end of practice, I may have you sit and hold your hands in a prayer position at your heart. And really, that's just a way of connecting yourself to your heart, honoring yourself. But some people might see that as a violation of their principles around their religions. And so I'll always say, if you're not comfortable with hands in prayer position, which is called Anjali Mudra, another Sanskrit term, then just put your hands on your lap and just go inside your own head and your own heart and your own mind and decide what you feel about your practice. Basically, that's how I teach it. Just go to a place where you're comfortable inside, honor yourself, what is your truth, and just be with it.
You find yourself, basically, from what I can hear the last half hour. You find find out a lot about yourself.
And you wouldn't think you'd be that deep either. You know, you'd think, I'm just going to find a little bit about myself. How much is there? And oh, my God.
Well, one of the things I think in one of the first of the classes I took, you know, we just simply started out by laying on the floor kind of in a relaxed position. And Bonnie would say, okay, close your eyes and just, you know, you basically just think. And then she makes you, she says, you know, be aware of the sounds around you. Well, if you get in a situation where you're just letting your mind kind of relax, your body relax, and you start hearing these sounds, and she tells you, you know, don't try to search out those sounds, just let them come to you.
What are some of those sounds, Earl?
Yeah, you begin to hear like the cars out front, or you'll be hear an air conditioner, or
the pigeons, you know, on the back porch.
People breathing, pigeons on the back porch. And it's kind of like a relaxing type thing, you know. And then after a few minutes, you know, she would say, okay, now open your eyes and take in the colors around you and the sights around you. Then all of a sudden you're looking, I mean, for me, I love those aerial things hanging up. They're kind of knotted up. And the colors of them, and you see these different vibrant colors. But I think it opens your mind up to those things around you, the sounds, the colors, the things that you normally wouldn't stop and you know, partake of, if you would. So that was kind of an interesting thing. And I always like the part, too, where Bonnie says, you know, you're taking a few moments to honor or pay attention to the one person most important to you in this world, and that's you. Mm. And I think that's a very important thing, because if we're not healthy, we're not strong, we're not moving forward, then we can't do those other things we need to do for our family and friends, our jobs and those things too. So you do have to pay attention to yourself.
Yeah, thank you for noticing all that. I'm surprised you got as much as you did. You've come for a whole summer, which I'm proud of you for that. And I don't realize how much people do hear when I say things. But yeah, you are the most important person in your life, and that's a biggie, I think, for people to get.
Boy, it sure is. Our guest is Bonnie Faisu here on Talkin' Schoharie County on AM 1190 WSDE. Good to have you with us this morning. I'm Ed Sherlock, and of course, Earl Van Warmer, and our special guest, she skipped the class for us, Bonnie, thank you, is Bonnie Faisu, Fit to be Tied, in downtown Cobleskill. You want more information, call her. You're a phone call away, 234-YOGA. 234-YOGA. Just thinking to myself here, the question, is yoga going to affect my religious belief? I guess it's okay for a Republican and a Democrat and a Tea Partier and a conservative and an independent too, I guess.
You know, you wouldn't even know who's who there. Mm-mm. We're all in the same place trying to figure out who we are inside. And there's all this outward, exterior stimulation that as soon as you open your eyes, you're stuck in this outward stimulation place. And then you come to the studio and you're told just to relax, like we're always saying. Just close your eyes for a moment. I might have you rest for 5 or 10 minutes laying down on your mat, just so that you come away from all that place that you came from before you stepped in the studio. Get away from your family for a moment. Get away from all your chores that you have, any responsibilities. Just take that 10 minutes, which is going to fly by. You're going to close your eyes and just listen to the chimes that are blowing in the breeze. And just rest. And you'll come away feeling so wonderful about yourself, so spacious inside. It just gives you another idea about where you can be and who you are, and a kind of a simplicity about your life.
Earl, you had a question about some of these videos and things you can buy. Question number 10.
Yes.
Remember
actually,
that? And I think that's an important question to be asked.
Well, yeah, and you're right. I mean, in this world of modern technology and everything, you know, which, you know, I'm not so crazy about all these different things, you know, people can go out and buy their own videos. And I think if you have no other way of getting involved with yoga, it's probably okay to do that, as long as, like Bonnie said, you take your time and you try to, you know, let your body go as it goes along. But the one thing I would have difficulty with is the fact that I don't know if I would ever truly know what, you know, what I was doing, if I was doing it absolutely correctly. And the part about having Bonnie there is that she can kind of guide you, you know. She can correct you if you're not doing it quite that way. When you see that being an advantage, maybe, Bonnie?
Oh, totally. I mean, you might have a video, and I like practicing with videos in front of the television. It's how I started. But as soon as I had a classroom setting, I was kind of hooked, because if you can get past that ego part where you're looking at other people doing their postures, that is a tough thing to do. Even my husband and I, when we go to classes, are still a little bit like, oh my gosh, I wish I could look like that. But if you can get past that and just know that the practice is for yourself, a teacher will come around and give you an assist, maybe just touch your shoulder and ask you to pull back here, or encourage you to breathe if they see that you're holding your breath, or just turn your foot slightly, which helps open or close your hip a little. And these are such important little things that make, you wouldn't think it would make such a big difference in your practice, but every little minute adjustment is very helpful.
Bonnie, we have about a minute of this segment of the show. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
First, I want to say it flew right by, and thank you for having me on. I guess I'd like you just to come and try, anyone who's listening and has been concerned about it. I will do a one-on-one if you're concerned about being in a class. Just call and say, hey, I'd like to start, but I want to know what it's like with a teacher. I'm concerned about being with a group. Can I just come in and we can just try it together? And that would be totally fine. So please call the studio, 234 Yoga, and say, I just want to try a class, and I would be happy to do that for you.
Well, of course, and we're happy to say Bonnie Faisu is the person you want to talk to. The business is Fit to Be Tied Yoga in downtown Cobleskill, 234 Yoga, 234. I mean, 234 Yoga, 234 Yoga, and also in Schoharie.
Yep, over in Schoharie, where Rejuvenate Massage is, and several other different kind of things people can get. It's kind of a wellness center over there, and Bonnie comes in, and, you know, I've had class over there with her, and you know, with some other people. So, you know, it's a great place to go, and as her studio is here in Cobleskill.
Yeah, you remind me of my college days, skipping the class. Bonnie, we appreciate you. She skipped the class for us today, so she can be our guest here for about 40 minutes. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your knowledge.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, it's 234 Yoga.
Thank you.
234 Yoga, Fit to Be Tied Yoga. Very interesting. Right around the corner, we have Via Tape Delay, Ethel Benninger. She's going to talk. She's the public relations specialist for the Schoharie County Public Transportation. We're going to talk about, well, ridership. We're going to talk about how much is Schoharie County Public Transportation costing you, the taxpayers, these days. And a few other notes of interest, too. So stay with us here on your Yankee Baseball Station, AM 1190 WSDE and NASCAR 2. Ethel coming up right around the corner. So stay with us.
Schoharie County Public Transportation. You see the buses in Schoharie County and beyond. Ethel Benninger is with us. Ethel, you have some interesting things to tell us here about bus ridership. And let's go back, I guess, to 2005, which seems like a million years ago, and work our way to 2010. How you doing?
Very good.
Good to and see you again.
Same here, Ed. Yes, I want to tell you, we have a graph here that shows our ridership from the year 2005 to 2010, which is a six-year span. To give you some numbers, in 2005, we transported a total of 66,844 passengers. In 2006 and 2007, that increased to just a shade over 70,000, not, you know, about a 4,000 increase. But in 2008, we jumped to 85,000. Now, that was an increase of 15,302. In 2009, we jumped to 107,624 passengers, being an increase of 21,812. We're very happy to tell you, in 2010, we've increased to 131,540 passengers. That is an increase of 23,916 over the previous year. So you can see in 6 years, we went from 66,000 to 131,000. We're very, very happy about that.
Why do you think that happened?
I think the big factor is when I came back to work and started doing public relations. See, remember, the buses were for senior citizens. That's how they were started back in 75. And for years, up until 99, when the system went public, they were senior citizen buses. And that's what they were known as. Then when we went public, it was overcoming, it took a long time to overcome the fact that anyone could use the bus. So I think we certainly have accomplished that now, and people don't even hesitate now. They know it's a bus for everyone, regardless of age, you know, whether you have a vehicle or not. I mean, you can use the bus. It's a public system.
The stigma of a senior citizen bus is over.
I would definitely say so, yes.
I would definitely say so, too. And I've been on the bus myself, and I know that you monitor and you go on bus rides. I see everything from senior citizens to college students with backpacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's another big factor, I think, with our increase. The last 3 years, we have entered into a contract with the college. We did not transport college students prior to that, but we now have a contract with them, and they use the buses very heavily.
I think what people would be very interested in hearing, too, Ethel, is let's talk a little bit about money and money that it costs the county going back again, 2005 to last year's figures, 2010. And they are impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we certainly think so. In 2005, our total expense, that is everything inclusive, the garage, the maintenance, the fuel, the drivers, everything inclusive, the overhead for our facility here, in 2005, the total expense was $908,986. In 2010, our total expenses were $1,025,953. However, our cost has not really gone up that much in the 6 years. However, what we have improved on immensely is the county share that that taxpayers have to put in. We get revenue from our fares, from state operating money, from advertising on the buses, various sources. But what we lack in different revenue, the county has to make up. And in 2005, the county's share of our operating budget, was $405,809, or 44%. If you come down every year, the next year it increased a little bit, but then after that, starting in 2007, it decreased the county's share to 27%, 17%, 10%, and I'm happy to tell you, in 2010, the county share is 8.4%.
That is worth repeating. It started to go down in 2007, and as you said, it was 27%. In 2008, 17%. In 2009, 10%. And last year, 2010, 8.40%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Those are good numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Ridership is up, and cost to the county is down.
Exactly. And that's the two factors you want to, improve on. So we certainly have.
Medicaid. Some of the things that we talked, Ethel, before about Medicaid. Let's explain that.
Yeah, again, when the system went public, before we transported senior citizens and or handicapped individuals, when the system went public, as I say, everybody can ride the bus. Back in 92, we picked up the contract with Social Services to transport Medicaid clients. Now, normally we transported them within county cars. We always tried to do multiple people in the car as opposed to a one-on-one. So it was transportation done by the county cars. Now, as many as possible, we put people that are on Medicaid that have medical or service appointments, we put them on the buses. So that's another increase in passengers. Plus the fact now that they're used to using the buses, they use the buses for their shopping and other needs, private citizen.
One of the drivers, Dick, just walked in here. Hello, Dick. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Good. Fine.
Your drivers are great. And I can say this because I've been on the buses, okay, and you advertise with WSDE, and I had a chance to meet at least three or four of the drivers, And the passengers love these people.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And a matter of fact, Dick probably will say a line here or two to you. He's been, well, Dick formerly came from the ownership of buses himself, K&K Bus Line out of Richmondville. And when that went out of business, we picked that up, and that's our commuter buses that we go into the city with. And Dick has been with us ever since. Great guy.
You might have heard the door slam. Dick just left. He was a little mic shy there. But it's great people. And, you know, not only do you have buses in Schoharie County, I've been on a couple trips with a couple drivers to Albany. Why spend the money? You go to Albany, the capital region.
Yeah, exactly. We go in with two commuter buses. We take people to work downtown Albany in the state campus, Wolf Road area. That is the old transition from K&K Bus Line, and it's continued very successfully. Dick does Route 21, Dave does 22, and like you say, their passengers just love them. Also, we go in on with Route 20, and that is to the VA hospital first, and then all points within the Tri-City area. So you can go in for a medical appointment, go to the mall shopping, go visit Aunt Tilly, whatever your need is. They move you around. You can even go to two locations or more within a day. The fares are certainly very reasonable. That's a $6 fare on Route 20. The other bus that goes out of the area is to Cooperstown. We go 3 days a week to Cooperstown, and again, that's to the hospital, to the clinic, or any points in Cooperstown or surrounding area. What we've started to do now, a lot of the people go for all-day medical appointments, but what we've started to do is also come back at noontime if people just have morning appointments. Then they don't have to stay there all day. So we will come back at noontime if someone has early morning appointments. And then the bus goes back and brings the other people back, oh, like usually 4 o'clock somewhere in there.
You know, Ethel, we're talking to Ethel Benninger here, public relations specialist at the Schoharie County Public Transportation. You've heard the commercials on AM 1190 WSDE, and we're proud to have you on there, and hopefully we helped you with some of your ridership, too, some of these figures. But the theme of commercials coming down the pike here that we haven't really discussed or made to the public is safety. There are mechanics obviously that work here, and very soon we're going to talk to one of them. Let's talk about safety issues here. As I look through the window and I see a bus being worked on right now.
Yes, we have our own mechanics. They are county employees, Jim and Jean, and they've been with the system at least 5 years or better now. And they are very conscientious, two young men, and they do all the maintenance on the buses. We have lifts within the garage to pick the buses up in the air so they can get under them. They do the tire changing, all of that stuff. We do come under DOT, Department of Transportation regulations, so therefore we have all our vehicles, the buses as well as our Medicaid cars, inspected by a DOT inspector every 6 months. That is a very thorough inspection. He goes through everything, checks everything, and if the least little thing is not right, the vehicle will fail. I'm happy to tell you our mechanics obviously are doing a good job, because our approval rate has been right up there where it should be. So we're very happy about that.
In most cases, it doesn't matter what the weather is.
No, unless the only time we have pulled the Route 5 different times, that's the outlining area if the weather is really bad. But most of the other ones continue to go unless the county declares an emergency. And even if that happens, that did happen, when was it, a couple of years ago, the two commuter buses still had to go in because they had to bring those people back home. So they had to go in, but we will pull other routes if an emergency declaration is given by the county. So,
you know, I know you and I talked about a theme for the Schoharie County Public Transportation, and you said our job is picking you up.
Right.
And I get to think to myself, because I've used the bus, and maybe we could also add to it Schoharie County Public Transportation, just like clockwork. You people are not, you know, at the stops. You're not that far off. It's minutes, if that sometime.
Yeah, the only thing...
do a good job.
Yes, the only thing that will delay us is, of course, if the roads are very slippery, they have to go a little slower. If there's deviations, because we can deviate up to a half a mile off a given route to pick up somebody.
Didn't know that.
Yes, yeah. And so if we have, you know, multiple, you know, two or three deviations, that puts us a little behind. But most of the drivers have little ways that they know where they can make, with staying within the speed limit, know where they can then make up a little time. One of our drivers is a former tractor-trailer driver, and he said to me, Ethel, he said, I've done this all my life. We would get behind, and we know how to make it up. And again, as I must say, staying within the speed limit. That's not speeding it up to, you know, above the speed limit. It's staying within it and, you know, getting back on schedule. So we may run a few minutes behind, but no, I always say we could be running a little bit late, but we'll never be early. So if your stop is at 8 o'clock, we will not be there at 8:05. If we are, we wait because we know the schedule. You, the general public, are out there looking at a schedule, and it says 8 o'clock, so the bus don't want to take off, you know, 5 minutes before 8 and say, oh, God, I thought it was, I had another 5 minutes. So.
And the bus driver you're talking about, I did interview him, and he's an interesting fella, and he said, you know what? What better deal can you have? What's it going to cost me to be on the bus? What's it going to cost me?
Well, the routes that run around, route 1, 2, 2A, and 3, they are $1 every time you get on. So you can get on in Cobleskill, you can pay $1. You go to Schoharie or wherever you want to go. You get back. So you can make a round trip for $2.
I'll add in today, as of today, it's $3.85 a gallon.
Yes.
Continue, Ethel.
Yes. And, of course, the thing with the senior citizens, they do get a 50% reduction. So they ride for 50 cents.
50 cents?
50 cents.
50 cents.
Yes. A token.
Say it again.
50 cents.
50 cents.
Or a silver token. And the Office for the Aging has to spend a certain amount of money for transportation. So they supplement that other 50 cents for the seniors. So we still get our dollar, but the actual cost to the person over that magic age of 60 is 50 cents. I'm one of them.
I'm a 50 center.
I am too, Ed. And thank God we can still laugh about that.
Yes, yes, yes. In closing here, a lot of people depend on the bus. College students to senior citizens and everyone in between. It is their mode of transportation.
Yeah, I should just say a little bit else about the college students. Since we started that, see, they have a pass that is optional. The students can buy the bus pass and pay for it with their tuition, when they pay their tuition. And to my knowledge, unless they've increased it, I think they pay $40 a semester, and that's unlimited usage of the bus. So when they get on, they show the driver their bus pass and they ride. And we bill the college at a per mile cost. So we get, you know, our actual funding, you know, my cost of operating at back. And we have extended our hours when we did the contract with the college, because obviously college kids are out, you know, a lot later at night than perhaps you and I would be.
Well, as a 50 center, I'm usually in bed by 10 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, Ethel Benninger, Public Relations Specialist at Schoharie County Public Transportation, thank you very much for the interview. Well, national, international news up next, local news, and then back to that great music here on AM 1190 WSDE. We also want to thank Bonnie, Faisu, and also Earl on the show. You're listening to AM 1190 WSDE. Stay tuned for Business Spotlight at 9 o'clock. But now some great music. Here's the Association and Cherish.
Cherish is a word I use to describe. Feeling that I have fighting here for you and some. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many. many times I've wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is the word that more than cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have writing here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the word.
The association and cherish. On AM 1190 WSDE, Sunday morning on your NASCAR New York Yankee radio station. AM 1190 WSDE. Business Spotlight at 9 o'clock this morning. Stay tuned. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
This girl walked in dreams, playing in a world of her own. This girl was a child, existing in a playground of stone. Then one night her world was changed, her life and dreams were rearranged. She would never be the same again.
You're listening to AM 1190 WSDE Cobleskills. Stay tuned for the Business Spotlight. It is up next on your Yankee and NASCAR radio station, AM 1190 WSDE. We hope you have a good Sunday today. Now, stay tuned for Business Spotlight. It's next on Schoharie County Radio, AM 1190 WSDE.